My name is Chris Conlon. Last name is spelled C-O-N-L-O-N. I'm currently serving as president of Ridgely's Delight Association.
Okay, and you have some concerns about traffic safety, pedestrian safety in the neighborhood. Tell us what those concerns are and how you're trying to rectify them.
Yes, we're bordered by three of the busiest streets in Baltimore City. That includes MLK, Pratt Street, and Russell Street. And one of the biggest pedestrian thoroughfares for our community is the MLK Boulevard, which, as you can see, is a six-lane road to the west side of our neighborhood. And what we're looking to do is install a four-foot fence. We don't want to be a gated community. We don't want that aspect. But what we want people to do is walk around the fence to the crosswalks at the corner of MLK and Pratt and MLK and Washington, which crosswalks there exist now. But what happens is people are crossing in the middle of the six-lane highway.
And I would imagine that's where the idea for all of this came from, or was it more than that?
Correct. It's a combination of pedestrian safety and crime. We get a lot of car break-ins and house break-ins, and it's easy access for criminals to just hop across the street.
You're talking about something that sounds pretty extensive. What's the price tag maybe on this?
We haven't quite gotten the price tag. What we're doing is working with the city and the Department of Transportation. The project isn't off the ground yet, but we're in talks and negotiations. And one of the community involvement they're looking to get is to beautify the intersections themselves with the neighborhood. And what we've done is use some Grand Prix funding that we received last year to work with Rupert Landscaping in making some of the entranceways into the city look more beautiful both for the community and the city.
And what will this mean for people going down to O's games and then starting next month Ravens games?
Right. We're not distracting anybody from going to Orioles games or Ravens games. We're just asking them to use a crosswalk. So it's really not going to be inhibited of them going to any of those games. They just won't have the ability to cross a six-lane highway without the benefit of a light and a crosswalk.
Now, you've had some community meetings about this. What's been the feedback so far?
Correct. Nearly a majority of the community is all for the fence. They look for it to cut down, as I say, on pedestrian safety and crime, as well as trash, which we receive from MLK that blows into the neighborhood.
And then describe again the fence. Where will it be? From where will it be? And then describe what it might look like.
Sure. It's a four-foot fence, Barcelona-style fence, metal fence, that's going to run from the northeast corner of MLK and Washington right alongside the road all the way up to MLK and Pratt.
Now, some folks in Baltimore can't wait to resist change. What might you be hearing from people about this who'll say, well, this has looked like this all this time, everything's been fine? What can you say to those naysayers?
I could say I live in the community, and I do see the I get to see this on a daily basis. I see people cross playing Frogger. I myself was mugged at gunpoint back in 2004, and a couple of weeks later, I remember the police capturing the individual, and his method of escape from the community was between the intersection of Pratt and MLK. He skipped over the highway. The police did end up catching him on Scott Street and apprehending him there.
You're thinking that a fence might cut down on something like that?
Correct. We're not prohibiting people from coming in the neighborhood. They're just going to have to go a little bit around the neighborhood if they want to cut through.
Okay. Any idea about how many people live in Ridgely's Delight? And then tell our listeners what kind of neighborhood it is.
Correct. We have about 400 households. I'd estimate a population about 1,400. We're in one of the smallest communities in Baltimore, but we're right in the heart of the city. If you take a look at a city map, we're right downtown. We're in the middle of all the action. We've got the Grand Prix running by us. We have Orioles games, Ravens games. Really, you can't get too much closer to downtown than we are. And it's a beautiful neighborhood, an historic neighborhood that dates back to the late 1700s, some of our houses come from. And we're just a charming little neighborhood right down in the heart of it all.
Okay. And then tell us again, Chris, what kind of project you're trying to get underground, or trying to get off the ground, and then why?
We're trying to get this fence project off the ground as a means for pedestrian safety, to cut down on crime, and just make our neighborhood a safer community to live in.
And where are you in the process with this?
Right now the process is on the drawing boards. We we came up with a design, or DOT is coming up with a design that they're coming back to us with.